This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven at the hour, it's the Doug Steff Good Day program, as the Duggettes sang the song to bring you into this hour of our... You don't belong to the Duggettes, Jay, right? You haven't been able to sing with our Duggette group, the Duggettes.
I didn't know that was an option. Where do I sign up? I'd like
Doug
to register. Steffen's
Good Day. At Doug Steffen Good Day. Good Day, you can sign up there. Okay, gooddayshow.com. Sign up and sing your way into everybody's heart. Some news... How about a driver, an Amazon delivery driver, being congratulated in Long Island for risking his life to help a family from their burning home? This is on Syosset on Long Island. Firefighters got to the house 4 minutes after they got the call, but their relief is, you know, I guess... When you wonder before, I've watched too many Chicago fire episodes, and you see some of these other foolish fire shows that are on TV, and you know it's all about the drama. Can we get them out in time? Well, these people were out in time, and it hadn't got anything to do with the fire department.
Yeah,
to do
they
with
were
this
already
kid.
Outside by the time the fire department arrived.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very cool. Pretty interesting situation here. The family, 6 members of the family, including a baby... They didn't know the house was on fire because apparently they don't speak English, right? But why do you have to speak English if the house is full of smoke?
Well, we've heard this, too, that sometimes the fire is in a different part of the house, or there was a situation recently near where I am right now, and the fire was inside the walls. So the smoke detectors weren't going off because there was no smoke filling the actual house itself, and it was burning pretty much throughout the house, encompassing the family inside. They were able to get out, but nobody had any idea anything was going on because they were inside. And I think those are usually electrical fires when that happens.
So is this Amazon driver somebody who delivered packages to this place? He knew he was. Was he there to develop to deliver a package?
No, I think he was in the area.
He's driving down the street.
He noticed it, so he ran inside, got the family out.
So I take back some of the things I say about the Amazon drivers who park in the middle of the street. That's not something that I think is cool, but there's the story that is cool. All right, here's a story. I don't know how we take this. I've got to get Jennifer to weigh in on this because she's friends with Larry Elder. I guess I would call myself a friend of Larry Elder's as well, although we certainly don't talk. It's not like we were buddies. We're friends. There's a difference. He and I worked together. We both started on the same day. As I recall, back in the 90s at KRLA in Los Angeles, we both done syndicated radio. He's been on television. And now, as he was running for governor of California and got a lot of attention, he's thinking, apparently, according to the Des Moines Register today, he's kicking the tires. He went to Iowa over the weekend to just visit the Iowa State Fair, so he said. However, I'm guessing that there was there was a method to his madness. He's trying to find out whether people would be supportive of him, and Iowa's a good place to go because that's where it all starts, right? And here we are 2 years before the election, and is he going to, I guess the question is, devote 2 years of his life to running for president? Because that's what you got to do. It's got to be a full-time job. He's got to have enough people supporting him with campaign contributions so he can basically pay his expenses, certainly for the campaign. And so one wonders, right? You just wonder whether there were people who recognized him from his radio program. It airs in Des Moines. So, okay, if he does, I think I'd actually be pretty supportive of him. I quite like him, frankly. He's on a little bit of an ego trip at the moment, but he's also a pretty effective thinker. If you've ever listened to his radio programs or read any of his stuff, he's pretty common sense based. And I liked his relationship with his mother, frankly. And so, anyway, let's see what happens on that score. Meanwhile, somebody else who's likely to run for president, unless the roof falls in on him between now and whenever the announcements begin, and it's again, 2 years out, but Trump's been back and forth saying, sort of indicating to some people that he's going to announce any day. But yet, then there's something else that stumbles in front of him that makes it impossible or doesn't make it smart to announce. His latest thing is that he's not happy about the FBI agents who went into his bedroom. Can you imagine how invasive? This isn't about Trump, but just put yourself in that position. Somebody comes in to investigate, or in this case, a raid. They've got the warrants and all that stuff. They're coming into your bedroom and looking in your drawers at your underwear.
Yeah. Or if you live with somebody who's being investigated and your stuff is ransacked as well.
Yeah.
Or even people who in a different situation, home burglaries. People, just any time that somebody's coming into your house that you didn't
violated.
Authorize going through your stuff, that has to be such a vulnerable and violating feeling.
Yeah, it is. I would think so. Anyway, so he's ticked off because the agents didn't take off their shoes while they went in. He said they had a long and detailed chance to survey Mar-a-Lago, and he said they didn't take their shoes off, and there's mud and dirt all over my bedroom floor.
I'm surprised they don't have those little boot covers that you just put over your shoes.
Yeah, so that you wouldn't have any contamination issues. Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, so that's the latest kind of, maybe it's minor, but it seems intriguing that that would be the focus. All right, with other political realities, you've heard over the weekend, and actually this is probably going to continue here or there, wherever they can get away with it, there were migrants that were sent to Martha's Vineyard. I was going to say Woods Hole, which is at the Cape, to Martha's Vineyard, and the governor of Texas sent 50 to Washington to parade outside of Kamala Harris's residence. There were two buses carrying these folks who, I guess they took the buses all the way up from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a little cheaper than flying the 45 or so that went up to Martha's Vineyard. And they've all been, by the way, the local news here. There have been a lot of stories, as you can imagine, political stuff and human interest stuff. The governor here, Charlie Baker, said the state has offered voluntary transportation to get the migrants off of Martha's Vineyard and to put them over on the Cape, where there's some kind of a temporary shelter being set up. But again, back to this whole fiasco of our immigration policy. I don't like to focus on blame. I'd rather talk about fixing the problem.
Exactly. Identify it and fix it. These are human beings. And what's happening, I totally get the meaning behind it, but it doesn't make it any less petty. And again, these are human beings that are basically being used as pawns for one political side against the other political side.
Right. And by the way, in this case, I agree with the politicians who say we've got to knuckle down onto immigration. And I again go back to, if you heard me talking about the situation during the Dust Bowl 1929, how pretty much immigration was stopped. The President Hoover, Herbert Hoover was president at the time, and he just declared an end to all immigration because there were 25-30% of the population that was out of work. And they were all in the food lines, the food kitchens, the soup kitchens. And so people who came here, you know, it's been a problem. America is a country formed around immigration. The people who came here who managed to maneuver the natives out of their land and their possessions and take over, those people mostly came from Europe. And they came for a better life. And so as it continued during the 19th century into the 20th century, the old business about Irish need not apply, Italians need not apply, those are the people that were coming here in the 20s and creating a problem. It wasn't people coming from the South, although there are some stories and there's some stats that suggests that there were many people who came into America through the same portals that we use, that you're using now in Texas and in Florida, and they were rounded up and put on boats and sent back, like to the tune of hundreds of thousands of them were just sent back to Mexico. And that was the end of that. So today we don't do it that way. We open up the borders and cause mayhem, confusion, consternation. And now the excuse, if that's, I'm using the word excuse in quotation marks, is that we need people to come to our country to do the work because we have so many job openings. We better let these people come in so that we can deal with the task at hand. Well, I don't know. That sounds pretty convenient. And it doesn't sound like it's legit to me. It sounds like it's more politically motivated because these people, when they come in, more often than not, if you look at the surveys, two out of three of them become Democrats when they can register to vote and vote for Democrats. So it's pretty simple, and you don't have to be a genius to figure out what's kind of going on, what motivates this. It would be nice if it was human kindness. It would be nice if we really did think that it would be helpful. Why them, why there, and why now? And it just has been going on and on and on and on and on. And someone who comes, I mean, my lineage, your lineage, Jay, all of our lineage, comes from people in countries that are not America. Real Americans are not really real Americans. The real Americans are the natives. They're the real Americans. You know, the people who say, I'm a real patriot, I'm a real American. Well, yeah, maybe you are now, but that's not where you came from. Mm-hmm. That's not how it all started. It's not, no. So, under the circumstances, so do I sound like a hypocrite if I say I don't like the policy of just letting everybody come in, given what I just said about how we are an immigrant nation?
Well, no, because times change. Times change, and we have to adapt. And I don't think there's anything wrong with adapting.
No. Well, hopefully there isn't. Adapting to the... to the needs, and the needs change all the time. So we should have a flexible system and not the one, but at least we should have a system that's in place that actually works, right? That's the idea. Something that works, because what's going on now doesn't work. 18 after the hour.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
How do you make the most of your land? Everyone has their way. The Nelsons depend on their John Deere Gator XUV 835R to get
from point A to point B with decoys and the dogs.
As much as we got going on, it's all about efficiency.
And if you ask the Mosers what they use their Gator XUV 590M for, they tell you.
The most fun we have on the Gator is just ripping around the property.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a deer.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and see it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too. But we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
What?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Escapes unscathed from some chronic affliction during their lifetime. Almost everybody that I see, and hardly anybody over the age of 50, does not have some kind of a chronic problem that's begun to show up in their life.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away.
23 after the hour. Well, how are you giggling? You got a good giggle.
I just put the line that kissed away your pain. Yeah, yeah, he did.
Enrique Iglesias, the son of Julio Iglesias, been dating Anna Kournikova for 20 years. He posted a video of himself getting intimate with a fan in Las Vegas. In the clip, which was posted to his Instagram, say it again, Doc, there it is, Instagram feed. He initially gave the female fan a kiss on the cheek, posing for a selfie during the meet and greet. Things took a steamy turn. Fan turned her head and began kissing.
She, like, ripped onto him. Yeah, she totally gripped onto him and started kissing him back. And it was more, it was almost less of a kiss and more of a hold, because she brings her phone up, like, trying to capture the shot. And you could tell that their lips weren't even, her lips weren't even on his lips at first. And then she readjusted. And he, you could totally see that he was trying to be kind, because then he starts, like, hitting, he grabs her back, but then he starts kind of, like, hitting her sides, like tapping her sides, like, okay, okay, enough, and, like, pushes her off. And then he's laughing and runs off, and she's smiling too. But the fact that he posted it, not, it wasn't just some kind of, like, oh, this was caught on video, blah blah blah. He posted it, so it totally is, like, it's not like he was stepping out on Anna or
not
anything
cool.
Like that.
Was it cool or not cool from your perspective?
Well, I'm on her part, the concert goer, the fan, you know, if this were switched and it was a guy doing it to a female, like a female singer, everybody would be in an uproar about it.
Right.
And I feel like it should be equal. It should still be the same thing. Like, she kind of assaulted him, even though he played it off. And I'm sure he was uncomfortable as well.
So he's got two children with Kournikova. She was Kournikova, wasn't she a model? Wasn't she a big timer? Or is she still
tennis player? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they tennis player. Ah,
yeah, they have twins who are four, and then a 2-year-old.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. I've forgotten. I guess I knew her name, but I couldn't remember why I remembered her name. So there's your beware of fans. I guess that's
the dirt.
Underscore. That's my dirt. Okay, Brad Pitt is front and center here, doing things in the art space. He's got a lot of things that he's painted, and he's put his works on display. He sent a number of pieces that he created to a gallery in Finland. And why would he do that, I guess? Why would he send it to Finland and not do some exhibition here? He had 9 different items to show. There were some pretty large creations. It sort of was a bronze. One of them, remember that Hansel? Remember the carbon freeze at the end of the second? There was at the end of the second Star Wars, he was frozen. And so apparently he did something like that, which looks like it could have been kind of cool.
That's neat.
Yeah, anyway. Apparently his work's pretty good. He's pretty dedicated to it, and he's attached some interesting titles to them. Let's see here. Self-inflicted gunshot wound to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some lengthy titles.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I saw me, but it was too late this time. That's another one.
House at Go-Go. Anyway, I'm sure that if you go to Brad's website or just Google Brad Pitt artwork, you'll see what we're talking about. And that's the story, 28 after the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Joining me for a return engagement, that sounds very formal, Elizabeth Miller. Elizabeth Miller from Caltrain. Success comes one step at a time. And I don't mean to sound like a lecturer here, but if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It really is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. But you got to give it time to work. Most people are seeing some weight loss around the 1 month mark. They're seeing their clothes fitting better, the inches coming off, and then the pounds start steadily coming off after that. You know, I lost 40 pounds with it. It took me right at 5 months. It's not a quick fix, but I've been able to maintain that and keep that off for years now.
When you go to toploss.com, what do we have that's value added?
Right now, we've got our huge Labor Day sale of unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. So it's buy 4, get 4, buy 5, get 5. It's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com.
Elizabeth Miller from Caltrain here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Reserve will likely raise its interest rate another 0.75 percentage point at its meeting this week to combat inflation. This will continue to cost you more for your credit cards, car loans, mortgage, and student debt. The U.S. Central Bank has already raised interest rates 4 times this year to combat red-hot inflation for a total of 2.25 percentage points. Kathleen Hayes from Bloomberg.
Inflation is high. It hasn't broken. The Fed has made it very clear from Federal Bank presidents to governors that they're very concerned about the inflation rate. So 50 basis points just doesn't even seem like... The debate is 75 and 50, isn't it?
As Hurricane Fiona heads back into the Atlantic Ocean with winds up to 105 miles an hour, it leaves behind some devastation. The system is projected to become a Category 4 by Wednesday, again over the ocean, and is expected to miss mainland USA and skirt past Nova Scotia, Canada over the weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stephens Good Day Show.
Joining me in the studio is my new grandson, Jasper. All right, so Jasper is fascinated with the microphone, and that means he may end up on the floor because most everything he grabs. But he's very expressive about things, and he has a lot to say about a lot of things, right? Huh? What? What else do you have to say? Right into that microphone, that's it.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 at the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The situation with a couple that found some coins worth $250,000 stashed under their floor is the good news for them. You talk about luck. 260 British gold coins stashed away in a small metal pot under the floorboards in their home. So they're worth $250,000. This is a couple in England. You know, you think all the attention in England is on the Queen and her burial and that sort of thing, the end of her reign. But nope, the British tabloids are full of the story here of all of these coins that are worth $50 to $100 a piece. So, yeah, it's kind of a neat. When imagine yourself finding something like this. Have you ever found, Jay, anything of value that you you weren't expecting to find? Wow, look at this.
No, nothing like this, but I feel like I've been hearing more and more stories of people doing home renovations.
James, can we get a little more volume out of Jay? Go ahead. Keep going, Jay.
Different renovations. Like, this was an 18th century property. I mean, whenever you get into a home that has some history behind it, I always wondered of when you do a renovation, you do some kind of house project, what are you going to find? Or
maybe
something
find?
In a yard.
Yep.
See what's buried there.
Well, have you ever done any dowsing? Or have you had one of those little magnets that you go around property? People came to my farm on occasion when I first bought the most recent one. They'd call and they'd want to come with their magnetic what's this thing, and they go around. Oh, you see them at the beach all the time. People
the metal
are going
detectors?
Around the beach. Yeah, the metal detectors. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that would be cool.
Yeah, it would be an interesting way to spend a little bit of time. Lots of time has been spent. I just made reference to the Queen. I was looking at some of the social media posts, and I don't know why people are the way they are, but as an example of what not to write, here's a guy whose name is Carl, who writes, because there were, postings everywhere about what do you think of the Queen. And so this guy said, I have no respect for her. Nobody cares. She's just another old lady. You didn't care about my grandma when they died. I think about that. I guess I get the point of view, but it just seems a little caustic to me. Yes, a little caustic.
A little bit, yeah. Especially because it's like, well, let's break it all down. This woman is a historical figure. She ran a country. She recently, what was it, the Platinum Jubilee, the longest reigning monarch in England for all of time.
Here's there's Nancy who writes, this is a state funeral for a world leader, not the time for juvenile remarks. Well, that's in between two juvenile remarks. Here's another juvenile remark from Rex who writes, nobody needs to respect and revere any of these satanic elites like vice presidents and presidents of the United States, kings, queens, Hollywood elite, yada, yada, he goes on. They've done the unthinkable to the least of these, and so they don't deserve my attention. People need to wake up and stop worshiping these demons. Okay, I wonder if that person would say the same thing about Donald Trump, right?
That'd be interesting. My thing is always not the initial commenter of something catty or petty, but whoever responds to it. That's always my thing of, like, can't you just keep scrolling? Because half the time those people respond, if you don't like it, don't comment on it. Just keep scrolling. And it's like, okay, well, do you see what you just did? You just did. You're condemning them for doing the exact same thing you are currently doing to prove a point, which you are now proving in the wrong direction.
Right. Okay, here's the warning. Don't say I didn't tell you so. There is a push on the part of Pfizer to get you to get a flu shot or a COVID-19 vaccine. And CVS is the unindicted co-conspirator in all of this. You can't walk into a CVS store, and I'm betting the Walgreens and the rest of them will fall in line. The push to double up on the COVID booster and the flu shot. The protection from the flu erodes quickly. That's why you have to have one every flu season. And now a lot of people are thinking, well, it's September. I guess I better go get my flu shot, right? Well, not so fast, because apparently I'm getting this from Ken Kronos, who is our leader when it comes to this sort of thing. We have two doctors. Dr. Jack Stockwell doesn't believe the shots at all. Ken thinks that you should have them, although he said what I just said. There's a big promotion going on, but from an immunological point of view, it doesn't make any sense. So, perhaps it's time for you to push back on those people that are telling you to get all of these, to get a flu shot or to get a vaccine, to get a booster, because by the time we get to February, whatever you get this month is going to be gonzo. Plus the fact there still is a question about what the contents are of the COVID vaccines. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of why I'm not getting any more, because I don't want to. Go ahead, Jay.
No, go ahead.
I'm not going to put stuff in my body if I don't know what it is. And you can say, well, you already did. And I did because I wanted to protect my family, and that was the way I chose to do it. But in this circumstances, I think that, you know, if you ask Dr. Fauci, what's he going to say? I'm retiring is what he's going to say. So I'm not getting in. But you know what I'm saying? This is now becoming more controversial, and I think it's worth another look. Perhaps you should step back for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I say that in part is because the airways, radio and television, are so full of these spots for Pfizer, get a shot. They didn't run them because they didn't need to run them. They had all the promotion they needed from the news media. But now the news media is kind of stepping back a little bit, too. Mm-hmm. So Pfizer's spending millions of dollars promoting something. And I find it's just a note of caution. You do what you want. I told you what I'm going to do. And that's it.
Well, and go and do your own research. Don't just take what people are saying in conversation and opinions regurgitated from somebody else's opinion. Actually go and read up on things and read up from different news outlets and different testimonies of everything, because everybody is dealing with the actual COVID illness differently, whether they're vaccinated or not. Everybody is dealing with the actual COVID vaccine completely differently. I'm a big fan of vaccines, and I always get my flu shot. I rely on the flu shot. But as far as the COVID vaccine, every vaccine, and I've had three, every one I received, I became significantly worse with the symptoms, the side effects, significantly worse. So by the time my third one rolled around, I was like, I'm not doing this again. Like, the fourth shot may actually put me in the hospital.
Yeah, no, don't. That's it. You got to make up your own mind. You got to think about your own health and pay attention to your own heart, if you will. I think that's what, more than anything else, pay attention to your heart. And what does your heart tell you to do? What's the best course of action? Anyway, now, this business about all the people who were moved to Martha's Vineyard, and the focus now on this sleepy little island, which is basically for the rich and famous. And to wit, the local Boston newspapers are carrying stories and have for the last couple of days since this thing happened. What's Martha's Vineyard really like? And who's really there? And why, apparently, the governor of Florida had a method to his madness, because he wanted to display, if you will, the hypocrisy of all these people saying that, we ought to do this for the immigrants. Martha's Vineyard is the home of most every upended politician in the summertime, every business between Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. The rich and the famous from all over the world come because they are delightful islands. They are. Frankly, the Cape is pretty much delightful, but these islands are really the homes there. The average home sells for $2 million. You go into the grocery store, and the costs in the summertime are about twice what you would pay everywhere else for groceries. That's just what you're getting. So now there's more of a focus on what's actually going on Martha's Vineyard, because there are some people there who are on, what do they call it, assistance? I guess they call it assistance. They don't have enough the food and things that are necessary for people who are there who are indigent. It doesn't really exist. And so there was now we see Martha's Vineyard in a different way. We think it's opulent. We think it's beautiful. But there are a lot of people besides celebrities and presidents who go there, who are there. They don't have enough teachers in their classrooms. Remember, there are people who live there all year long. And there are a lot of natives who are there, who have been on the island for centuries. And they, mostly those are the people who are in the police and the firefighters and that sort of thing. But they don't get paid enough to stay in the communities. So most of the firefighters, listen to this, most of the people who are police and firefighters on the two islands don't live there. They have to come across on a boat to do their tour because they live on the Cape or elsewhere, because they can't afford to live on those islands. And so that's one of the ancillary things that's coming out of all of this focus on Martha's Vineyard. In a moment, a mother who vanishes taking out the trash. What's the story behind the story? We'll get it after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Police in Colorado looking for a 59-year-old mother, Jay. Hasn't been seen for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Colorado Springs Police Department looking for help from the public to locate Leonor Enriquez. She's 5 foot.
She was taking out the trash. She was just taking out the trash and
so what happens
it back
in
into her house. And so they're saying that she is missing, she is endangered because this is just very unlike her. And the fact of it's not like
are there more of these now?
Back.
Are we getting more of these now? These sorts of abductions, and they're not just children.
It seems like it, but here's one of the things, because relatives have said that Lenore is friendly, but is also suffering some early onset dementia that also resulted in depression and bipolar disorder. So they're wondering, she's missing and endangered nonetheless, but they're wondering if somebody took her or if she wandered off herself.
Lost off, at 59. I went to a funeral on Saturday of a dear, dear friend of mine who died last week at the age of 84. And she'd had dementia for 8 years, and her husband is suffering from it now. The fellow I grew up is almost like a brother to me. They see him in the chair like that. Oh, my God.
Oy. Awful.
All right, 10 before the hour here.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To mess around with Tommy the K, Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, joins us every Monday at this time with some Q&A from listeners, helping you to figure out what you need to know with regard to home projects. Here's Margo, who has a painting problem.
All righty.
She writes, I used to paint with a primer, but it just peels off the wall in strips. I have that problem, too. Here and there. Wallboard has a chalky dust feel to the touch. What do I do?
Yeah. Well, there's your problem right there, Margo. If you've got a surface that's deteriorating, the paint is deteriorating to the point where it's dusty, it's basically lost its ability to hold the surface to which it was originally applied, then you really can't put good paint over bad paint, even if it is a paint that has a primer mixed into it. When the paint gets to be in that condition, it has to come off. It's a big job. Nobody likes it, but you just can't put anything on top of that until you get rid of that old paint. So you're going to have to strip that paint down to at least get rid of the whatever is become loose. And then what I would use is I would not use a paint primer built in. I've not had a lot of success with those Dugs. It seems very attractive, you know, to have a one-step process like that. But I really think you need to use a separate primer. And whenever you have an adhesion issue, you should use a solvent-based or oil-based primer. It really has the best stickiness.
So how much of that, though,
the primer,
Tommy, how much of that is a factor in the paint not sticking? Can you and I have talked about this any number of times. If it's oil-based paint, mm-hmm. and you paint over it with water-based paint, the water-based isn't going to stick to the
oil-based.
No, that's
not true.
Right?
That's not true.
Is it the other way around? Oh, it isn't? Okay.
No, you can use a solvent-based. Yeah, you can use a solvent-based.
Can you do it the other way around? Can you paint oil base over water base?
That I would not do.
The reason that I'm recommending
whenever you have a questionable surface to use something that's solvent based like that, just as it more has more tack to it. You know, Doug, when you use a good paint, and I know you've used good paints and not so good paints, but you know how you can feel when you get good adhesion in the way the brush applies the paint.
Absolutely.
It's a completely different experience if you paint enough to notice this. And that's why you got to have that good adhesion. That's the job of the primer. The primer helps the paint stick. It doesn't have the qualities in it that a top coat would. For example, it doesn't have UV protectant in it, so if it was outside, whatever you put out there would fade. But that's not its job. Its job is to adhere to that old surface, and then whatever you put over that is what will adhere to the primer.
We're painting the barn inside and out on the farm, and it's very interesting to see because the walls of the hallway between the barns haven't been painted since I was a kid. I mean, we go back to the 60s.
You can only imagine what's in that paint, huh?
Yeah,
I hope
right.
you're protecting yourselves. Yes.
Well, but we've scraped it all off.
Yeah.
It's being sucked into a vacuum cleaner to get rid of it that way. And then, you know, putting new paint on. I use only the Rust-Oleum sort of paint or paint that is oil-based. I don't use in the barn, outside, inside, anything that's water-based. I just don't. And so,
it just doesn't last.
It doesn't. So anyway,
I used in a weak moment, because I had to get this one door painted a color for a TV show I was doing, I used a paint and primer in one, and I was regretting the decision, because as soon as I got done painting this door that I had spent hours sanding, the paint was tacky, like for at least a week or two.
Yep.
Like it didn't, not like wet tacky, but just like rubbery tacky. You know, I just didn't feel like it was really binding well.
Yeah. All right, what's on the next episode of the Money Pit Podcast?
Hey, you know, I just wrapped up my Trex Transcend deck kit project. We took an old deck and completely did a makeover using Trex Transcend decking. And they sell it now in a kit at Lowe's. So you can basically, with one click, put everything you need in your basket and have it delivered to your house. That's kind of what I did.
Yeah.
And it really came out great. We're absolutely thrilled with the result. In fact, it was done so, it came out so well that the Trex team sent their head photographer over to my money pit to document the project. So hopefully you see those pictures soon. And there's a video on my social media right now of the whole transition.
So you get lots of tips. There are all kinds of ways of doing it. Listening to the Money Pit radio program every week, going to themoneypit.com/podcast for tips there, and the newsletter as well, moneypit.com/newsletter. Man, nothing but help. It's all there for the taking, if you will. Thanks to Tom and Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit here at 59 past the hour on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.